Studios, Mr. Oba Paul, who is the business development manager of Mirai, that is the Motorfied Party, and we are encouraging you to go digital, yeah? Like, as everything is transitioning, people are not holding cash anymore.
Yeah.
We're now moving into the cashless economy.
Yes,
and so are the physical stickers to now the digital
the
stickers.
The digital stickers.
Yes.
And speaking about the digital stickers, you've already told us it is mandatory. There's no explaining, there's no negotiating anything.
Yeah.
Talk to us about the key benefits of the digital motor third party insurance, that is in terms of convenience, speed, and the peace of mind.
First and foremost, this has brought about improved accessibility.
Mm.
You have your phone, you quickly dial the short codes, MTN and Airtel, and automatically you receive your digital stick on your phone.
Mm.
You want to use the website www.mirai.co.ug, just on the platform you're able to download your sticker.
Everything is
as
there.
Simple as that.
Mm.
So that is convenience, of course, our easy accessibility, efficient verification. Yes, we drive along the roads, we ride motorcycles, and the police officer stops you. They are no longer going to ask you for the sticker. It is just them using their verification machine. They put in their number plate and find out if your motorcycle or your vehicle is insured or it's not. Instantly. There is nothing like calling Mirai, calling any other insurer to confirm if really the motorcycle or the vehicle is insured.
But as Uganda, we've always had issues with these biometric verification things, yeah? You saw it in elections. Can Ugandans trust that this time round?
This one's working.
No. They won't malfunction.
Yes, now these are working, but of course, the other very interesting thing is you may not even wait for the police officer to check, especially if you're stopped. Now, if your car or motorcycle is impounded, you can actually dial yourself. Dial *165*4*5*5# for MTN, and then it can show you, it can bring out an option that will show whether your motorbike or your vehicle is insured or not. So if it is insured, it's easy for you to show the police that, sir, my number plate or my vehicle,
I'm a law-abiding citizen.
I'm legit.
So there's no way of staying around and hang around to start struggling with the police officer. Exactly.
Okay, so we know you are, you know, many players in the market, in the same space. Like they say, same forest, different monkeys. So what distinguishes Mirai Insurance as a trusted and compliant leader in motor third-party insurance?
Yes, straight to the point, Mirai General Insurance is 34 years old in Uganda now.
Wow.
Yes, and we've been transitioning right from Greenland Insurance to FICO Offers Insurance, and now we are Mirai. But of course, we have carried on a promise, and our promise is to be there to compensate our clients in case there's a claim that comes in. And we've been trusted for all that time. That's why we've kept growing each and every year. We'll be checking accounts. We keep growing each and every year. And very soon we shall be able to sweep out all our competitors and shall be up there.
Top of the game. You already had
34 years. Shockingly, Priva, I know where they started from.
You have an idea. All right, Paul. Do you, as Mirai, have any agents that will help customers access and also understand the digital motor third party insurance?
Yes, right from the time this year began, January, we trained our agents. We have over 200 agents countrywide.
Wow.
Agent offices, actually, but we have more than 2,000 agents.
Okay.
So all over the country, if you're disturbed, your phone is disturbing you, you can't access internet, we also have those agents with machines. So you can just walk in and you say, I want to pay for insurance, and then very fast, within 2 minutes, you're worked upon.
It's pretty amazing. So what are your final thoughts to the motorists who may still be hesitant about this digital motor third party?
This is my message to everyone out there, especially motorists, that we have no option but to embrace the digital motor third party sticker. Because you I believe some of you have gotten into issues where you have a sticker or a physical sticker that is expired, and you do not know that it isn't expired, and yet it is stuck on your windscreen.
That's true.
At times, police stops you and they confirm that really you don't have a valid insurance certificate or that sticker. So, if you have this on your phone, if you're able to download it over 100 times from your phone, then why not embrace it?
Okay.
As quickly as possible.
Yes, as quickly as possible.
Okay.
So, let's embrace digital insurance and we move towards the future. There is no future, actually. We're already in the future.
We're in it already, yeah?
You know, Ugandans understand better with examples, yeah? Somebody may be out there listening and they're like, what's the worst that can happen? What are the penalties for not getting this digital insurance?
Now, of course, the other thing that I should have said is when you're buying this digital insurance cover, it tells you how much money you pay for your motor vehicle or your motorcycle. Now, if you're going to pay 50,000 for your insurance to buy a motor insurance cover, you are going to pay three times of that or even more.
It could be worse.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you are going to pay more than what you have paid if indeed you had paid. So it is as simple as that. But of course also, you never know, you'll sleep in the cells. Of course, that is not nice, but the reason for this digital third party or motor third party is to protect whoever is on the road. So in case of anything, insurance comes in and saves you. So why don't you protect the people who are outside?
That's right.
Exactly.
That's nice.
Okay, thank you so much for enlightening us and the general public. Ms. Albao Paul, the business development officer from Mirai Motor Third Party. Thanks for that information, and we are going to be as law abiding as we have always been.